Yeah, well, and then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
Good afternoon, folks. My name is Craig Moser. I'm here from Philadelphia. It's a wonderful street festival, and you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA.
Tune in every morning at 5 a.m., 7 a.m., and 9 a.m. for all the local news from the WGXC newsroom, from the Public News Service, from the River Newsroom's coronavirus report, to interviews from our partner station WOOC in Troy. You'll also hear the Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate every morning on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, your place on the dial for local news.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive All shelter today.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Lillian Liu of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, the local hangout of the airwaves for Greene and Columbia counties.
Fun. 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 It's 2 a.m. We leaving the club, heard the ops outside. Told folks, don't spin that bin. Move up, did them dirty, now it's hot outside. Your homie and f*** your kid. They don't never pop out and the ops don't slap. Look at this chain if he wanna. New Glock 26, leave him wet like tag. Nowadays, die for a name. If you move, don't think beefing gon' change. You get hit from a distance, that's aim. Pop his partner, he walk with a cane. Damn, re-rock, jump this gate, now I got me a free Glock. Make him dance, ain't time about TikTok. Shoot up his whip, it won't happen, no pit stop. Speak on the game, that's the way you can get popped. 12 bust a U-turn on the strikers. This a hit me, little boy, better kick rock. Can't put no more guns in my videos. ATF, NBA, no, they ain't prop. Has beef.
Welcome to the Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting from Catskill, Hudson. That was 2 a.m. by King Von. Stay tuned for more great music and discussion and more.
Witness ain't there, won't stick. Boom! Huh? What? When the witness ain't there, won't stick. Boom! Huh? What? Ain't no room, could you get off my...
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Steve Hughes reports in the Times Union that while virtually every other Democrat and Republican in the state has called for Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign or be impeached, Albany County's legislative leadership won't go that far. On August 3rd, New York Attorney General Letitia James released a report about Cuomo sexually harassing 11 women. Before that, Columbia County Assembly member D.D. Barrett was one of the only major politicians who did not call for Cuomo's ouster. Barrett said she was waiting for the investigation. And when James released her report, she joined the chorus calling for Cuomo to resign. But not the Democrats who head the Albany County Legislature. Chair Andrew Joyce and Majority Leader Dennis Feeney wrote in a statement that did not call for resignation or impeachment, and I quote, "It is incumbent upon leaders to ensure it does not persist when it is identified and the necessary actions are taken when it does," end quote. Frank Morello, the legislative Republican minority leader, did not have a problem calling for Cuomo's resignation. Morello said in an email August 5th, leaders of both parties, up to and including the president, are calling on Governor Cuomo to resign. This is not a partisan issue, but one of conscience, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The proposed Flint Mine solar project was approved by the State Board of Electric Generation and the Environment August 3rd. The solar project is slated for privately leased land or properties purchased by the developer on more than 1,600 acres located in Coxsackie in Athens. The solar panels will be connected to the electric grid, supplying energy to the power system. The State Board of Electric Generation and the Environment, known as the Siting Board, granted approval following a months-long review process. Siting Board Chair John Howard said in a statement, and I quote, "The Flint Mine Solar Farm will benefit all New Yorkers by reducing our reliance on fossil fuels, boosting clean energy investment, creating clean energy jobs, and improving our environment," end quote. Coxsackie Town Supervisor Rich Hans said the approval was expected and he agrees with the decision. Hans said the project is well thought out and will not have a major impact on the viewshed, one of the issues with other solar projects in the region. The project could create nearly 495 manufacturing, supply, and construction jobs that will pay $41.2 million in wages, according to the developer. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. The Durham Town Board indicated in July it would schedule a public hearing on the proposed Bosque development in Cornwallville for the end of August. However, at its meeting on August 3rd, the board opted instead to hold a special meeting on August 31st for environmental assessment review. Durham does not have a planning board. The town board serves in that capacity. Bosque Development of Hudson first submitted its proposal to the town board in November 2020, seeking permission to subdivide 95 acres that border Strong and Cornwallville roads. The project includes the construction of 12 new high-end homes and a farming operation. To date, public sentiment has been largely against the development. The board received on July 29th a letter from the president of Green Plan Incorporated, a community planning firm retained by Cornwallville residents for rural preservation. The letter outlined problematic procedural issues with the project and promised to articulate substantive issues that warrant a, and I quote, hard look, end quote, under CEQA after the procedural issues have been corrected. According to the seven-page letter, and I quote, "The Bosque subdivision represents a project with the potential for causing significant adverse impacts on the town, neighborhood, and historic district, sets a precedent for other projects that will follow," end quote. The letter went on to say, and I quote, "The letter went on to say, and I quote, a full environmental review of the project is warranted if the town is to fulfill its vision spelled out in the 2020 comprehensive plan," end quote. The town board's August 31st meeting at town hall will begin at 6 p.m. and you can read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Kate Lisa is reporting for Johnson Newspaper Corp. If the federal $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill is adopted, airports statewide will receive more than $937 million combined for structural, safety, and other upgrades. The landmark proposal is making its way through Congress. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was one of a bipartisan group of 10 senators last week to reach a deal and advance the measure to revitalize national railways, highways, roads, bridges, airports, and water systems. Under the proposal, New York is slated to receive $11.5 billion for roads and bridges, $142 million to expand charging ports and infrastructure for electric vehicles, and $1.9 billion to repair ailing bridges, according to a statement from Schumer's office. Lawmakers reserved $25 billion for airport upgrades across the country. Albany International Airport will receive nearly $28,700,000, while Columbia County Airport is slated to get $1,480,000. A project to redesign the airport's runway, plus funding applications through the Federal Aviation Administration to upgrade the facility's fueling system for smaller planes, is in the works. Columbia County Public Works Facilities Director Brian...
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, August 6th. A muggy 60 degrees for our temperature and dew point this morning. Patchy fog will be around until 8 a.m. Sun will be out and that mercury will rise quickly, reaching 86 by 2 p.m. A light afternoon breeze should help out a bit. Overnight temperatures get down into the mid-60s. Tomorrow we'll have a high of 85, but heat warnings will be out due to increased humidity. A slight chance of isolated storms will be present Saturday afternoon. Mid-60s takes us overnight into Sunday, which will have more rain activity in the afternoon and a daily high of 84. Pollen levels for today will be medium. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 2:06 a.m., low tide at 8:56 a.m., high tide again at 2:42 p.m., and low tide again at 8:46 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 70 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:56 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:50 a.m. Again, those tide and sunset times are valid only for Friday. Looking way up, we see late tonight, Earth slips into a co-rotating interaction region as we transition between different solar wind streams. Solar wind speed is 309 kilometers per second at a relatively chunky 20.8 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently poor. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 36. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
I'm in New York, where it be cold. Look at my neck, cause it's iced out. I'm in the field, we going up. Show them to cut all the lights out. You want a problem, you better think about it, cause I come with a price now. I get a go, I do not think about it, I don't go with that hype style. Yeah, you want a problem, little bitch, I ain't involved. Everything that we talk about still left unresolved. Baby, you was just the one playing, that's how I recall it. If I look through these Cartier frames, I don't even see love. Staying up, I get no rest, 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 rest. Don't gotta sleep, yeah, yeah, yeah. Best, 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 best. Shorty can see, tip, tip. Gangin' you dead, 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 dead. You should've seen this. Put some dollars on your head, 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 head. Then I repeat it. Diamonds wet. Everywhere I go, my diamonds cold, yeah. Line them up, we can turn them into dominoes, yeah. Ride on the bench, drop the top and on my hand to win, yeah. She at it again, I'm at it again, we at it again. Real shooters, they gon' do what it takes. Ski mask, they ain't showing a face. No FaceTime, that might come with a case. Got no time, make a minimum wage. Going hard, you see me out of state. Took her home and now she wanna stay. Said she mine for tonight, it's okay. We at it again, we at it again. Way be cold, look at my neck cause it's iced out. I'm in the field, we going up, told him to cut all the lights out. You want a problem, you better think about it cause I come with a price now. I get a go, I do not think about it, I don't go with that hype style. Yeah, you want a problem, little bitch, I ain't involved. Everything that we talk about still left unresolved. Baby, you was just the one playing, that's how I recall it. If I look through these Cartier frames, I don't even see love. Staying up, I get no rest, 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 rest. Don't gotta sleep, yeah, yeah, yeah. Best, 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 best. Shorty can see, tip, tip. Gangin' you dead, 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 dead. You should've seen this. Put some dollars on your head, 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 head. Then I repeat it. And I can't even spell drop. It's been a long time, I swear to God, I can remember we sleep in a trap house. We shop in New York, we shop in Miami. In Vegas, we gambling cash out. You ever play tough, but we always ready. And don't really see what the cap about. Put some money on your head, 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 head. I feel heartless. The best in the Rolex on the snow, show my dollar. Several motors in the check and the jet getting high, don't bargain. Gonna taught you how to dress, say less, dripping the hardest. Where it be
cold, look at my neck cause it's iced out. I'm in the field, we going up, told him to cut all the lights out. You want a problem, you better think about it cause I come with a price now. I get a go, I do not think about it, I don't go with that hype style. Yeah, you want a problem, look, bitch, I ain't involved. Everything that we talk about still left unresolved. Baby, you was just the one playing, that's how I recall it. If I look through these Cartier frames, I don't even see love. Staying up, I get no rest, 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 rest. Don't gotta sleep, yeah, yeah, yeah. Best, 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 best. Shorty can see, tip, tip. Gangin' you dead, 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 dead. You should've seen this. Put some dollars on your head, 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 head. Then I repeat it.
Yo, yo, yo. Casca, you know what I'm saying? Clubhouse Radio, Hudson, Accra. So, it's me, DJ Popcorn, and I'm here with...
Triple N.
That Nate gets... he gets me every time, that name.
And Sienna.
So, today we're here to bring you some interesting conversation. Just about random stuff. This show, we don't really got a topic, so we're going to be a little all over the place. Excuse me. Try to stay with us, you know? So... first thing I kind of want to talk about, we talked about this a bit before, was we talked a bit about underground artists and, like, you know, how some artists don't get paid enough and don't get, like, some of the recognition that they might deserve. Mm-hmm. So, Nate, you want to talk a bit about that?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, yeah. I'm probably maybe one right now, Like, her name is Mulatto. Like, she's, like, mainstream, but she's not really mainstream like that. Like, you know, she's pop, like, popular as, like, Cardi B right now or Megan Thee Stallion. But she's a dope artist and all, but, like,
she's not getting the recognition.
Yeah, she's not doing that. And she's not, you know what I'm saying, you paint all these big artists, but you don't have enough for, like, that artist that... Yeah.
See, but some record labels are really smart because they scoop up those young artists that are, like, popping fast. Like, they see that first million views and they're like, okay, but we could double that. And then they go in and they grab them and their views triple. That's why it's so smart. Like, especially with young guys who get into rap. Like, I really appreciate, like, the younger generation now because it's much, like, it's really hard to get into music. Especially someone who does it, it's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, with that, like, speaking of music, you know, we just listened to Repeat It by Lil Tecca with Gunna. So how you guys feel about that song?
I liked it. I think it was, like,
mm-hmm. Just chill to it, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not the biggest, you know what I'm saying, Lil Tecca. So, I'm not saying he doesn't have dope songs or anything. Like, I like Ransom, but that's probably maybe, like, the one song I probably do like by him.
Okay, so, on to the next thing. We did talk a bit about this, was, oh yeah, we did. We talked about shoes, right? So, shoes. What have you guys kind of had your eyes on? What's something that you guys have been investing in?
Not really. I got like Air Force Ones, like the high Air Force Ones, and they're mad cool.
I don't know. I don't really pay attention to, like, the names of shoes like that, but I definitely, like, I'm looking at, like, ones that I want. I don't know which ones.
Yeah, I definitely like ones. I think ones are cool. But what I've really been investing in is Crocs. I've been putting a lot of money into Crocs.
Yeah, they're mad comfortable.
They're so comfortable. I recently today just bought a pair with fur in them.
Yeah.
They're wonderful. I love them.
That was probably one of my best investments last year.
Mm-hmm. Crocs. I love my Crocs, bro. I got this pair like a few months ago, and mm-hmm. I've had them ever since then, and they're still comfortable. Literally. Like they were the first time I got them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? If you haven't already, go invest your money into some damn Crocs.
Yeah. Crocs, this is not amazing. Sponsored, by the way.
Not sponsored by Crocs. I, you know, not trying to push you guys to go buy Crocs, but Crocs are great. I just love Crocs. But, yeah, definitely I've been seeing them a lot more as Air Force Ones people, you know,
mm-hmm.
G-Fazels, whatever you want to call them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, people, what makes me mad is when I see people beat their forces to death. And that just, that it makes me cry.
I don't know. I think it, like, gives them character. And it's, like, and, I don't know. It makes, I don't know. It gives it
a type of uniqueness,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's some type, yeah.
See, because I know some people for only for having beat forces. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, I understand, though, the fact that, like, well, you do get sneakers to wear them.
Yeah.
But it's, like, a sneaker like that, just uh-huh. don't beat it. Especially if it's white, don't beat it. Don't beat it.
That's what I have Air Force Ones, like, all, like, kind of white. I think you see me in, like, with them, like, I would wear them, like, here and there, but I'm not gonna really wear them like that no more, because...
And one thing, when I was, like, really into shoes, that always used to kill me is when I used to see, like, creases. Oh my. It still kills me to this day, creases. Everywhere, like, if I see someone, like, with creases in their shoes, I'm like, bro.
I don't think I really pay attention to, like, other people's sneakers enough. I mean, if I see them and I like them, then, like, I'll look at them or whatever.
Right.
But, I don't know. Creases don't really bother me.
Right. It's definitely something that I, like, have looked more into with shoes. It's mm-hmm. definitely because I'm gotten a bit more into it since it's becoming more big, and because there's, you know, new different brands that are coming up,
mm-hmm.
things that are now being shown to us, like, new things. Just feel like now, like, there's a more, like, bigger stigma around having, like, the nicest pair of shoes
mm-hmm.
and things like that, because it's, like, everybody has, like, their beater shoe. Like, somebody that's going to, like, go out and, like, just wear a shoe that's already beat up.
Just throw them on just to go, whatever.
Or some people like to call them their play shoes. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that's what I came up on having, play mm-hmm. shoes. I used to have a pair. They're, like, foam posits, I think. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
they're like, it's like a green pair. My uncle used them. Shout out, mom. Yeah, they're really comfortable, and that's one of my beat up shoes that I just wear. And I have this pair of like, I think they're called, like, low court visions. They're kind of like forces.
I don't think I keep shoes long enough to, like, beat them up.
Definitely. So, the other thing, too, that Nate wanted to, you know, kind of talk about is boxing. So, what's something in boxing that you've been noticing?
I like it. One day, me and Mike Tyson, this is a possibility. Like, come on, one day. Like, come on, Mayweather versus Logan.
Yeah.
Who thought that was going to happen?
Yeah, I never thought it.
One v one, maybe in the next 3 to 4 years, if he still wants to, maybe. If you're listening right now, Mike Tyson, I want to 1v1 you when I'm, like, 20.
Mm-hmm. So, do you think you're going to, like, train? Like, I know, like, you're doing it through the clubhouse. You're training for boxing, like, through the clubhouse. But do you think you're going to, like, try to do it on your own time?
Professionally?
Are you going to take it up seriously? It does. It definitely seems like a coping mechanism for you, someone who's, you know, just got a lot going on. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I feel like if like, has anything, like, stuff going on, then they need an outlet, or you might just go crazy.
Yeah, it just seems like something that's, like, could be really fun for someone, you know, that's gone through something, and then they can, like, just release that on a speed bag, or, like, someone, you know, someone might just have a really bad day because you're having a bad day in the boxing ring, so mm-hmm. somebody might feel that, you know?
But, I think you should pursue that dream.
Yeah, I think it would be really cool if you did, you know? So, I got this next song suggested by one of our guys at the clubhouse. It's called Reach Out by Toulouse. So, let's get into this.
Reach out to me. starts with you. If only to save your footprints as they fall off your shoes. And if you go into the big blue, carry a beacon so you know someone is waiting on the shore for you.
So, what you guys were just listening to was Reach Out by Toulouse. Yeah. That's the song right there, because Sienna wanted to know. This is a new song. Yeah. Shout out to, you know, my boy Faith for suggesting that. Yeah. So, definitely a lot that's, you know, been going on. We talked a bit about this during the break. It's like, you know, people just not having enough like respect for some people. It's like, that's something we talked about. Definitely one thing too we talked about was double standard. We talked about that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's just it's a lot to talk about, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah. So what you guys want to talk about?
What I want to talk?
I don't know. We could like elaborate on the like double standards and like what we went into conversation about.
Yeah, so we did mm-hmm. talk a bit about like the B word, right?
Yeah, yes.
Right, the B word. And you know, one of our friends, you know, said something and then somebody else suggested, right, that you not say the B word in like, you know, in a derogatory way.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's just such a double standard, cuz like it's been so like popularized like throughout like time
and hip hop and stuff, and it's like,
yeah,
it's, I don't know, it's now like okay to call like your significant other like the B word and stuff, and just, I don't know.
But someone I know who can speak on this, DJ Phoebs, I'm gonna call you in quick. I don't know. Wait, I don't know if he can hear me.
I'm here.
Okay. There he is.
I was on mute. My bad.
Nice.
Well, all right. Well, first, let me hear, Sienna, give me your quick summary of what y'all were trying to talk about.
We were just talking about how calling like a female or the B word and like, I don't know. Like, it's just, it's disrespectful. Well, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, like, calling females the B word is disrespectful. Or, like, using the B word in a derogatory way.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty straightforward, right? But it's, for whatever reason, it's still used a lot. I personally find, here's the question you might want to ask yourself about any insults you use toward people, right? Is the insult attached to their identity? Because that makes it worse, mm-hmm. if that makes sense, right? Like, there's, you know, you could be like, hey, you're being really rude to me, right? Rude is a description that can apply to anybody, but using the B word implies, like, you're being rude because you're a woman, exactly. Or in a womanly sort of way, so that was what makes it sexist. Mm-hmm. So if you want to check your language, I'm not saying that there won't ever be rude women you got to deal with, right? But, like, why can't you use the same description you would use for a rude man, right? There's no, like, special man word for that.
You won't call, right? Go and call a man a B-word when
Yes, I do.
It's not as common as calling.
Like, oh, yes, it
female.
Is.
No, not,
so it I'm, might like, be as common, but here's what are you implying when you use it towards another man, right? When does that come up?
You're being a baby, being like, you need a man up, come on.
Yeah, okay, so
me,
now
I'm
when
thinking,
you're talking...
like, when I hear that, I think, like, people mean, like, oh, you're acting like such a female, or, like, female bitch, mm-hmm. like, I think, oh,
and
sorry
you...
about the slip, but, you know, like, making the connection. Sorry, that was really bad, oh, my God.
yeah, no, exactly, though, I think DJ Popcorn's on, right? Like, it's, a lot of times I feel like that insult gets used to against men when they're quote acting like a
exactly.
woman, like you're crying or like you need a man up, and it's so it's still somehow insulting to women even though it has nothing to do with
exactly.
them. It's just two dudes like working it out,
and it still backfires on the female.
And I'm curious what you said too, Sienna, about like it being really pervasive in like rap. Like, what happens for you when you're listening to a rap song you like and they drop the B words? Like, what does that do to you?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really pay attention to it as much as if it was like said, like not to me, but like near me, I guess. I don't know.
In which way it's being used.
Yeah, which way it's being used. But like, if a rapper is like, oh, blah, blah, like my B word or whatever, it's like, I don't know. I feel like they, it kind of shows me like a different side of them, kind of. It's like,
mm-hmm.
I start looking at them in a way. It's like, maybe you don't respect women, or like, you don't, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
right.
For sure.
I feel like with that, though, it's always so weird. Like, so the way I look at it is like, you can like say, okay, someone's my, you know, bleep. But some people don't mean it like that. Some people mean it's just like, oh, like that, like that's my significant other, like my girl. Some people don't mean like, oh, that's my B word, like I own them, like not like
exactly.
that. But
like,
some people say
like
that.
Have their like preferences. I mean, like not preferences, but like they have their own thing and they do that. And
right.
That's completely fine. It's just like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel like.
Or one thing that's weird too is like, when some people put it in, like, as a group, or, like, my B words, mm-hmm. like, my B words, like, I like all my B words, I'm like, oh.
Not that one.
I'm like, I mean, sometimes I don't even pay attention to it, which is so bad. It's like, we're so sensitized to it at
exactly.
this point. It's like, I hear it everywhere. So it's like, you're not gonna escape it no matter how hard you're gonna try. And so it's
you
like,
can do your own part, right?
Right?
Like, every little bit counts, right? If you change your language, that might change someone else's. I'm also curious what comes up, like, Sienna, especially, like, when it's women using the B word with other women, too, right? Because, like, that happens also.
Okay.
And
see, that's why
right?
double standard.
Yeah, I feel like, though, because a man is not gonna have, like, the same, they're not gonna have, like, it's not gonna have the same like effect on
yeah.
the man than it will on a woman, and a female will know like how it feels. So if they're using that's it's just like saying like how white people can't say the N-word.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like that's
yeah.
It's like
how I would take it is like I do like what you were saying about how it doesn't have the same effect, but at the same time it's like how society has looked at it as. If a man's being called the B word, it's like, okay, he's acting like a little baby or like a B word, or he's like, you know what I'm saying, or he's acting like a female, you know what I'm saying? Just like, looked at, like, that's how I've been seeing it. Like,
I think
in
the
that
question,
way.
Right, is like, what happened? Because sometimes, like, insults will be used by the people who it's targeted by, right? So Sienna's saying, like, a woman using the B word with another woman, like, oh, you're my B, like,
mm-hmm.
might be similar to, like, a black person using the N-word with
yeah.
another black person.
Oh.
It doesn't necessarily mean they're insulting them, right? But it sounds wrong. Like, the B word
mm-hmm.
sounds different coming out of a man's voice. Like, the N-word sounds way different coming out of a white person's
exactly.
voice, right? And so it's, like, that same idea, like, who can use those words
yeah.
once they exist? And then there's
like,
always
the
bigger picture question. Does it help to use it, or is it better? Right? Y'all have had that conversation about the N-word. Like,
mm-hmm.
do we really want to use that word all the time? And, like, when does it feel okay and when doesn't
yeah.
it? So, same thing you got to grapple with.
See, and that's one thing that we even as the clubhouse, there was one big point in time where it was
yeah.
we almost had it banned from the clubhouse. Like, Oh my god, it was horrible. Talk about that. I'm sure DJ Phoebs knows about this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've always advocated. I mean, I'm very clear. I don't want to hear that word come out of a white person's mouth. Like, if that happens, we're gonna have a conversation about it, right? Like, I take that really seriously. But for, you know, I'm not gonna ask because the N-word, soft R, has been reclaimed by black people to use with each other. I'm not gonna tell y'all how to talk to each other. That's just still like white people telling black people what to do, which is the whole thing we're trying to get away from. But like, that's a conversation for black people to have with themselves. What feels good? What language do we want to use? Like, what lifts us up? And if the N-word is part of that and it feels okay, then, like, that's your choice. But you can hear the difference between respectful use of a word and non-respectful use of a word.
Exactly. That's a big part.
That, for me, is what it always boils down to.
Yeah.
Whether it's the N-word or the F-word or any, quote, swear word, are you being respectful or not in how you choose to use that?
Alright, so we're gonna go to our news update and we'll be right back. Got this trouble on me, then I'm busting. If you run out on me, then I'm gonna hit you in your stomach. We told him in public. I said we told in public. We told the days.
From the WGXE newsroom. This is the WGXE News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Anyone paying attention to local politicians has heard a series of local congressional representatives from both parties tout how they are going to solve the lack of broadband internet service locally. Republicans Chris Gibson and John Faso and Democrats Kirsten Gillibrand and Scott Murphy announced funding and new initiatives to bring internet to rural communities in the Hudson Valley, but all studies show the problem remains. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that on August 2nd, Antonio Delgado, the current representative in Congress and a Democrat, held a press conference with other local officials at the West Ghent Community Center to discuss the $829,594 more in funding that he claims, and I quote, will allow more than 300 rural upstate homes and businesses in the town of Ghent, Canaan, New Lebanon, and Austerlitz to be connected to high-speed broadband, end quote, internet service. But that funding needs to be approved by the Senate and signed by the President, so it is not a sure thing. Delgado promised to do, and I quote, everything we can to make sure these funds are included into the budget, end quote. Delgado stood next to Republican State Senator Daphne Jordan, Democrat Assemblymember D.D. Barrett, and Republican Assemblymember Jake Ashby when he made that promise. About the funds that may not come to fix the problem that has seen similar scenes before without a solution, Barrett said, and I quote, this is what government working together looks like, end quote. Diane Pinero Zucker in the Daily Freeman reports that Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan said on August 4th, Cresco Labs wants to build a large cannabis cultivation, processing, packaging, and distribution facility on the property of the former Channel Master and Charade Knife Company at U.S. Route 209 that has sat empty for 17 years. He said the proposed facility would create, and I quote, a very, very exciting moment for Ellenville as we come out of 16 months of fear, challenge, and uncertainty, end quote. And add, and I quote, more fuel to the fire of the economic engine we're building now in Ellenville and really in Ulster County, end quote. Oddly, no one from the Chicago-based Cresco Labs attended the press conference or would answer questions by phone or text. Jason Erks, the company's spokesperson, released a statement saying the company is, and I quote, excited about adult use and expanding our footprint in the state of New York. We know the economic impact a large-scale cannabis facility can have on a community, and we look forward to continuing to work through the process with Ulster County on the location in Wawasing, end quote. Cresco has not yet submitted applications for the business to either the village or the town planning board.
Even without specifics, Ryan claims the business, and I quote, would employ 300 to 400 residents once fully operational, end quote. New York legalized recreational cannabis use this spring, though it will take another year or two to get regulations in place for retail sales. Towns and cities have until December 31st to opt out of sales in their communities. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Roger Hannigan Gilson reports in the Times Union that the world's oldest fossilized forest in Cairo in Greene County, where all-terrain vehicles occasionally trample the historic site. A town board member running for supervisor has talked for months about selling the land, but other officials want to develop it into a tourist destination. But Cairo has little resources for such a project, and so far has just dragged a few boulders around the site to help protect the ancient fossils of plants 150 million years older than dinosaurs from off-road vehicles. Cairo resident Joe Hasenkopf chairs the town committee formed to study the question of how to preserve the site. He said, and I quote, "Essentially, what we want to do is build an education center, a building over the entire site with glass running over the top of the fossils so you can walk over the site without walking on it," end quote. Town board member Jason Watts has been saying repeatedly he wants Cairo to sell the site. He claimed for up to $1 billion, but now says, and I quote, "There's nothing to appraise it against," end quote, because the location is globally unique and therefore priceless, that a town cannot sell it. But so far, Cairo has done little to protect the site, and the priceless location could be lost. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
So, DJ Popcorn. Guys.
Oh, Sienna.
Triple N.
And?
DJ Phoebs, what's up?
All right. So we're back. So, you know, we've been bouncing all around. We were trying to, you know, find something to talk about. So, you know, do you have anything for us?
We can talk about, like, what we used to watch as little kids.
Okay. That's something we can actually talk about. Yeah. I watched Caillou, but I used to hate him. See, cried so much. And, I like, when I was younger, bro, crying just annoyed me. It still does. That's why I don't like my little cousins. My little cousins don't, like, come around me for that same reason. Mm. They cry too much. Mm. That's okay, though. They love me. Yeah. Right?
Deep.
Right. So. But, also, some...
Why are you so down on crying?
Because, I don't know. I just don't. I mean, it's kind of annoying. Yeah, I just don't like crying. I mean, because coming up, I just never, like, not like crying, not crying when I was younger. Mm-hmm. Like, it was always looked down upon. Mm-hmm. So I just never cried. And then also, on top of that, when other people would cry, I'm like, why are you crying? You're being such a little baby. And then, because I never cried. Uh-huh. Until, like, I got older and realized it's okay to, like, really, like, embrace my feelings more so. Yeah. But, you know, I still don't like the sound of crying. Like, it's just annoying to me.
Also, I feel like it's weird that, like, well, obviously, it's, like, everything. But, yeah. Like, anyways. I feel like it's weird that, like, guys are, like, looked at as, like, as a female when they cry. Like, they can't, like, express their emotions and not be, like, treated, like, badly or looked down upon.
Yeah, and that's definitely one thing that I hate, that people like look at like that, because like people look down on people who like cry or people who really like embrace their inner emotions, just like things like that.
Big facts.
Damn, Nate, I know you felt that. No, you felt that. That one was for my guys, like my boy Nate right here.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? I know some people though.
Yeah, because it's like some people just need to, like, if they don't know how to really, like, connect with themselves, like, before you connect with somebody else, you really need to know yourself.
Exactly.
Like that, and that's one thing too, that before I get into any relationship.
Exactly.
Or like things like that, jump way too quick.
So quickly, and they don't know themselves, and then get lost in the person that they're with.
I have to really find myself before I can give myself to anybody else. Because if you don't know yourself, how are you gonna, like, you know? Yeah, because somebody can say they know you, but do they really?
Exactly.
Like, even like somebody who's been there for your entire life could still not know you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, you know, such a weird situation. Phoebes.
That's sage advice. It's wise. It's wise.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, and now more so as I've gotten older, I've been trying to find more really who I am as a person, you know, just trying new things, meeting a bunch of new people, new job. I got a scholarship, like different things.
Wait, what did you get a scholarship for?
It's like some type of like school for like a, like to go like into the military. It's like some type of school. It's a scholarship, so I mean, I don't know if I'm going, but
you got it. That's like,
yeah, but I got it. That's the important part. Exactly. And I was really excited because it's my first scholarship, and my sister got two, so it really gave me like that validating moment that I know, like, I'd been working hard. So it was like, it just like,
and like, you don't have to settle for the first thing. Like, now be like, that means I can get scholarships lots of places, right? Mm-hmm. Like, just keep riding that up.
You know, as like growing up, like, my dad has always, like, talked about my sister, like, bragged about, like, my sister's accomplishments. And talked about how great of a scholar my sister is.
Uh-huh.
But I really never really got to feel that praise. So, like, in that moment, it, like, when I found out that I got the scholarship, I was so excited. Because, like, it really, like, felt super validating that, like, I've been going to school for, like, my entire life, damn near.
Uh-huh.
Like, and, you know, giving so much time to, like, the school stuff. That, like, it actually, like, really gave me that moment. But I did it. I sat in my room and I got to, like, really sink in. And I was like, damn. I really did it, yo. And it really felt so good. Facts, though.
Yeah, one of the things also to think about knowing yourself and dating, it's like, yes, know yourself, but also the reality. I'm telling you this now in my 30s. It's like, you keep changing over time. So, like, what's also important is to be with a person who, like, encourages you to be yourself and, like, encourages you to be your own person, your own authentic self, lets you change, lets you, like, explore new things.
And you can,
like, you gotta watch out for people who try to, like, keep you locked in their own image of you.
Because
it's a trap. Yeah.
I feel like that ruins a lot of relationships because, like...
Yeah.
Say someone, like, you were with someone for before you had a break, then you came back, and now you two are totally different people.
Mm-hmm.
But you still, like, think about who that person was before, and that causes, like, a whole bunch of drama, and it's like, I feel like that's, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It goes both ways. Like, let yourself live, and... in doing that, you're also letting the person you love live too, right? If you practice that with other people, they're more likely to be able to see it, I hope, and practice that with you. Because everyone has a right to grow, to change.
Exactly. And people that...
to be,
like,
loved through that.
Just stuck on, like people that just look at people exactly how they were, like, before they changed or going through a change. Like,
yeah, because especially now, like... me, like, I just recently started growing my dreads more, and then a lot of people have told me, like, oh yeah, you should go back to waves. I don't think I like that on you. I personally don't care how you think you like my hair,
because
it's my hair. I've been growing my hair for years, and I've done basically every hairstyle that's out. So, like, I'm trying something new, and once I'm trying something that I think is better for myself, people want to come and tell me how I should do, like, you know, how I should have my hair or how I should dress or what I should buy, like, or what my username or what my private store should be called. I don't care, because it's me, not you, it's me. I don't really care for outside advice either, but, you know, it's just me. It's always been me.
And always will be.
Yeah, facts though. Facts though. And people can hang around you and think they know you, but when you know, when you go home, you're could be a totally different person. You don't know what that person's doing when they go home. You're not around them. So you don't know what anybody goes through. So don't say you know someone until you truly get to know somebody.
Exactly. And also that something about that's like nobody really knows you. They know the person you could be perceived to be, right? Yeah.
Somebody could take you in as one type of person, but really like sit down and hang out with you one day and then you're a totally different person.
It's like people only know who you show them.
Right. And that's definitely one thing that I can 100% agree with. Because like, if you like see people who you hang around, that's who you're going to perceive them to be. Mm-hmm. But if you don't like, if you haven't been, like, been with someone for a really long time or like know like who that person like kind of is, like after being around them, you know, like kind of like get their energy. That's one thing too that I'm really big on is energy. Mm-hmm. Is like how somebody, like if somebody like walks in and I really mess with someone, like they can light up a room. Mm-hmm. Some people do that for me, and I love that because some people just bring straight energy. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that I'm always able to appreciate, because if I'm having like a really bad day and they walk into the room, that lights up my mood and I'm immediately just so happy to see them. So it's good to have friends. get you guys some friends. Yeah. Make friends. It's always good to do. DJ Phoebs?
Totally. I love Friends.
Yeah.
Sorry, not the TV show. Yeah. Like the real Friends.
This show has definitely been all over the place, though, guys.
Yeah, but it's been solid. You've been dropping some good wisdom, actually.
Facts. I think this is just
been a show.
Did we
get through all our songs? Was that real life? I know you played them under.
Oh, yeah, I definitely did. I mean, I have Lil Nas X next to me, I think.
Oh.
Or, wait, let me check. Yeah, that's Lil Nas X.
Is Lil Nas X with you in the studio right now, or
no.
Next in your queue?
No, he's next in, like, what I see.
You don't see him? He's right there.
No, he's not in here.
I thought we had a Prince request from Faith, who I believe is listening.
Oh.
Oh, Faith is... Wait, Faith left.
Actually?
And
but he's listening on his radio, yeah. So...
What is the song that was...
Purple Rain.
Was it Purple Rain?
By Prince,
it
right?
It was.
I mean, you can't go wrong with a Prince song, so I'm sure Faith will be happy no matter what.
Wait,
but...
wasn't Reach Out for Faith?
Yeah, I played that. Mm-hmm. So we're going to play Purple Rain, right, after the ad. And then we're going to, you know, get right into it. And I know I kind of pushed Crocs on you guys. That was my fault. But that's okay, though, because, you know, we love us some Crocs. Not sponsored.
Yeah.
Unless Crocs wants to sponsor. That's okay, though. That's okay, though, you know. But, Prince, Purple Rain. And then, what perfect timing. I guess we have to close out now, and then we can listen to Purple Rain. So, sorry about that one, DJ Fiends.
It's all good.
So, we're coming to the end of our time. Thank you for listening. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. If you want to be a guest or get involved in programming our radio show, email us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. That is ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. And we'll finish our show with shout-outs. Big thank you to Wave Farm and WGXC for making this radio program possible. Shout out to the Catskill and Hudson Youth Clubhouses and the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties for supporting this program. Thank you to everyone who's been on today. Shout out Sienna. You know what I'm saying? Got my boy Triple N. And then my boy DJ Phoebs. Also, shout out DJ Kansu. Hasn't got a shout out in a while, but I know you're listening. Shout out to you. Also, shout out to Faith. You got one?
Yeah, shout out Mike Tyson.
Good one. Shout out to my boy Mike Tyson.
We'll see you in the ring with Triple N in like, what, 4 years?
I mean, yeah. Hopefully. I mean, and I'll be there. I've got my money on Triple N. So let's go. Prince, Purple Rain. Let's get it.
Seem to make up your mind. I think you better close it.